Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer, and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many, and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. And you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else. We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
So, you know what? Isn't it weird? You bring up a question to a room full of people and you find out you all have something in common, something you never ever would have talked about any other time. Where's Daniel's room?
Nope.
Okay, there you are.
Hello.
Here's my question. I don't want to see how many people say yes. I bet almost everyone in this room is going to say yes to this question. Do you stand up when you eat?
Yes.
Meals in your house, in your kitchen. You make yourself dinner. Do you stand up and eat?
Always.
You have a family.
That's it. I feed the kids first, and then my husband's usually like working at the same time that he's eating, and then I'm like eating on the go as I'm cleaning up or getting us ready for a sporting activity, so yeah.
Danielle eats standing up. Scary, do you stand up when you eat at home?
I do, because I don't have a family and I have no one to talk to. I said, figured, what's the point of messing up a whole table?
Stand up and eat.
Yeah, stand up and eat.
Brody.
Right at the counter.
Absolutely.
Brody,
you have a whole family.
Yeah, that's why I stay in the kitchen and stand up and eat.
Okay, stand up. Garrett, do you stand up when you eat?
I sit down. My wife and I eat in shifts. So I'll sit down, but eat quickly in under like 5 minutes and then switch off with her. Because so he's like, I get to sit.
You have kids.
Yeah.
So you sit down, but it's...
Very quickly.
Yeah. Nate, do you sit down or stand up?
I do, and I have a very interesting reason why.
Why?
Because when I would get home from work, I'd be so tired. There were times where I would sit down with like a tuna fish sandwich or something like that, and I would just fall asleep.
With a sandwich in your lap?
With a sandwich in my lap, not even a bite taken out of it. I would just sit down and fall asleep.
So we all have different reasons why we stand up and eat, and Garrett being the only one. I stand up when I eat because Max begs for food. If I'm sitting down, he tries to jump up on my lap.
Well, that makes sense.
So I got to stand up. So now he just kind of crawls up my leg, but it's, you know, at least I can eat. But it, there are so many people who just don't sit down.
And you, to tell you the truth, it's not great for you to not sit down. You're really supposed to sit down.
Well, wait a minute. No. According to Scary, the body is made up in such a way where sitting down and standing up
is very, very different when it comes to digestion.
Absolutely. My Uncle Peter told me once, this stuck with me throughout my entire life, that it's better to eat standing up because the food just goes straight down and it doesn't have to make a turn. It doesn't make a turn. We're sitting down right now.
It doesn't have to turn.
I'm sitting down right now.
No, it doesn't have to turn
anymore. You're supposed to sit so that your stomach gets filled faster. You're compressing your abdomen by being bent.
Is that true?
Yeah, this is why you eat a normal meal. If you lay down, like when you get tight pants on, you lay down and get your tight pants on. If you lay down, then there's nothing making you feel tighter. If you sit, your belly feels fuller because you're sitting on it and you're bending it.
I don't believe any of this.
Well, no. I mean, if you think about it, yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Look, sitting down right now, you have less room in your stomach. I do believe.
I don't know about that.
Okay, stand up. All right. Look at all. Oh, my God. You can fit an extra.
Nate, here's what you do.
An extra sandwich in there.
Hey, Nate, go home tonight. Eat until you're completely full. Then stand up, and you'll see how much more room you have.
Yes. Seems logical.
Okay, is this... Are you messing with me right now?
No, that's legit.
No. I mean, look physically. Look at you. It doesn't make a turn
physically
like Scary says.
Well, my Uncle Peter was on to something. Well, I mean, it doesn't make a turn.
I don't know what he was on.
I actually believe this now. I'm gonna actually Google.
You are an EMT. You should know this.
This is out of my scope of practice.
If you're standing up, your body is elongated. Don't you believe that?
Yeah, but if you have good posture from the waist up, it doesn't matter if you're standing or sitting.
Go back to what Brody was saying. Let's say you have really tight pants on versus loose pants.
Mr. Tight Pants.
Don't you think Mr. Tight Pants he eats less because the tight pants make the stomach smaller?
Okay, I mean, that kind of makes sense.
Well, yeah. you're sitting down, you're doing the same thing that tight pants will do, right?
I'm Googling this.
Okay, you had tight pants on the cruise, Nate. Were you able to eat?
I did undo the button. And actually,
You had to undo the button to breathe. Those pants were so damn tight.
In fairness, your stomach undid the button.
That was just ridiculous.
Those were some tight pants.
I know this has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now, but who doesn't try on their pants before they pack them?
Listen, I had it tailored a year ago. I wore it to a wedding, and then I thought, I still look exactly the same as I did a year ago. I look exactly the same.
How did you leave the room on the ship?
Very delicately, actually.
What's that?
Waddling.
Yeah.
No, I know what Nate feels like because I put on a pair of jeans about 2 months ago that I thought I fit into, and I sat down at a Broadway show, and the button popped off during the show. So I crossed my legs, and because there were jeans, the zipper came down just a little bit. They started to slide down my pants. And it was a type of Broadway show where if you got up before the show started, you weren't allowed to sit in your seat. So I had to sit through the whole first act of the show with my pants practically around my ankles.
Cool.
SpongeBob small pants.
Yeah. That's not fun.
You might be right about the standing thing.
Okay, what did you find out?
Okay, there was a research study. Canadian researchers asked one group of people to eat food while standing over a kitchen counter, while a second group ate off a plate sitting down at a table. At the next meal, standers ate 30% more than the sitters.
And do they say why?
It's very researchy.
Sound like my kids. Why?
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 Well, it's obvious. We gave you the answer. Why? Yeah. Because you have more room if you're standing up.
Uncle Peter did research, and that's what he came up with as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, what did Uncle Peter say?
He just said the food takes a turn.
There is no turn.
So why isn't there a restaurant where everyone's standing up then?
There is. At pizza places, we have the ledge.
But like nice restaurants then, because then obviously you would order more, right?
I would think, but you know, if it's nice, I want to sit down.
Yeah.
What?
What about when you work standing up? You know that people have stand-up workstations?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you get more done because you're standing up versus
sitting
down?
They say you do. They say there's a higher percentage of
productivity
if you're standing, because you can move around. And
your posture on that one, too, because unlike eating, you're eating for maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes. When you're working for 8 hours standing up.
When I eat standing up, I don't eat it all in one. Like, I'll take a bite, and then I go over and I do something. And then I come back, I take another bite, and I go over and I do something over here.
Is that good?
Probably not.
Maybe
it
is.
Sometimes I forget to eat because I feed everyone else, and then I forget about me.
What are you finding out? You have this perplexed look yet again.
Now there's conflicting studies that say it doesn't matter at all.
I like the first one. And by the way, why would a restaurant want you to stand up and eat more? They want you to feel full so you feel like, your money's worth.
I don't know. I think they want...
They want to make money, though.
Yeah, you know, I think Brody's right. Because you're not going to order more. You're just going to eat what they bring to your table. What?
I would like to think that restaurants want you to stand up so you can eat quicker and get the hell out so they could turn that table
over. Isn't there a Japanese steakhouse chain that's in New York and some other places around the country where they serve your entire steak dinner, you stand at a ledge?
I guess.
Oh, yeah?
They have like a 10-minute steak dinner. They give you the food and they get you out. Scary's right. They get boom, boom, boom. You're out.
I don't want that. Do you? Is that what you want when
no.
you go out to eat?
Uh-uh.
What, Nate? What are you still looking at?
Now it's saying that laying down is good.
To eat while you're laying down?
Eat like the ancient Romans used to do.
Are you going to choke to death?
And then they use a crane to get you out of your apartment.
I don't know. I might try laying down and eating my next meal.
You'll choke to death.
I bet you will.
Do that. Hey, I'm. Can we place this for a vote? I'm going to put this up for a vote, please.
Okay.
Are there some foods we can ban from this workplace?
Yes.
Which one?
Whatever Brody eats, whether it be a knish.
No, I love his knish.
Okay,
well, let's hear him out. Why?
Because Brody leaves it in the microwave for over a half hour to an hour. The toaster. And it just, it smells up the entire office.
Right.
And Brody forgets about it. Then he comes back and then he eats it. So now he brings that smell into the studio. He stinks up the entire area.
I will tell you, Brody, and Scary and I have learned this about you throughout the years. When you get a plate of food while we're eating or doing the show, you leave it. You just leave it over there at your workstation.
Yep.
And you walk in it. You leave it there for hours. And we're sitting there like, it still smells like stuff that's...
With a crumbled up napkin on.
Yeah, it's like you leave it there.
The napkin's next to the plate.
Why do you leave that in here?
I may get hungry again.
Why we don't want you to have that in here. We want you to... You have an allotted time to eat, then get it out.
Well, I don't like wasting food.
Well, then put it on your desk.
On the ship, they wouldn't let me take the pork chop back to my room.
Why wouldn't they let you take a pork chop?
They said it's transference of possible contaminations from level to level, and it's a Board of Health thing.
Really? I never heard of that.
Neither did I. I was called the manager over.
That was the excuse they told Brody.
So what happened? What happened when you called the manager over?
Well, at some point I realized I was a guest of the ship, and I decided to just, you know, bite the bullet. And my daughter decided not to complain either. She couldn't take her steak back either. It was upsetting.
If this is what you have taught your children. They are exactly like you.
Yeah,
when
don't
it comes
waste
to this food.
That steak, if we had paid for that steak, that would be a very expensive steak.
But
I want my kids to appreciate the value of good food.
Can we talk about what happened to you guys at the show on board?
Oh my gosh.
The loud drunk lady.
It happened to Skiri. I happened to her.
Yeah.
I was very embarrassed. I was sitting next to this woman who was inebriated, and everyone was around me. They were in, you know, Danielle
was
in front of me.
Yeah. My kids were in front of this woman.
Yeah, and all of a sudden she just started speaking out loud. She started to engage me in conversation during the entire Havana show.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden these women came out in the show and they
were scantily clad.
They were scantily, they were in thongs or whatever. Yeah. And she goes, "Well, I don't understand this part of it. Wait, do we really need to see that?"
She says this out loud.
Yeah.
So everyone's trying to enjoy the show, and this loud, drunk lady's
in my ear. She's poking me, poking my stomach.
I wish you could have seen Scary, because it was like he's in that seat, and he has his elbows into his sides, and he's so uncomfortable looking. Like, he's like, this show can't be over quick enough so he can get out of here.
I want to go near the armrest. That's how bad it was. I'm like, I just want to go away.
There was a scene where the husband talks about how much he loves his wife, and she goes, "My husband loves me more than that guy loves her."
Oh my God. Okay, so you're trying to see this really, really well done show, Havana, which is on board Norwegian Bliss.
Yeah.
And then finally, someone had the guts to say, "Shut up."
Froggy's wife, Lisa, turns around and says, "Listen, you really have to stop talking. You need to shut up." Like, she just turned around and told her.
She put her arm on the woman. Then the lady goes, "Did she touch me? Did this woman just tell me to shut up?"
That was actually after, because I started. I went over, I went, I whistled, and she looked at me, I went, "Shh," and I gave her mean face. And she goes, did she just tell me to shut? So then I said, "Shut up." And I gave her that look, right? So then Lisa tapped her and did the whole thing. And she goes, "Did she just touch me?" So I said, "No, seriously, shut up."
That was the loudest shut up I've ever heard.
So
the whole audience heard this.
Oh, yeah.
And the show Havana was awesome. We were close to the stage,
$1 million just for the clothing in this show.
It was such a good show. And we're sitting there, and my kids... All they can remember now is, "That was awesome. So funny. That drunk lady was awesome."
Oh,
that's
God.
The best part of the show.
When did she ever shut up?
Yeah, after the second time. And Froggy's son, Caden, says to me, "Brody, you're cool. You told that lady to shut up."
And she almost fell on everyone at the end of the show when she got up to walk out. If I hadn't gotten up first, she would have... not fallen on me.
I love her.
It looked
over.
Like the boat was rocking, but the boat wasn't moving.
Are you sure that wasn't Uncle Johnny?
No, it was not. Not at that point.
Oh, my God.
And apparently, she was a very high, like, investment person or something.
Yeah, she was.
She sounds very high.
Yeah. By the way, I missed Uncle Johnny's big finale on Saturday night because I had to leave.
Yeah, so we went to... District. And our friend Jim is the piano player, singer there, the performer.
Yeah.
And he's a great performer. He'll do a couple of songs. He'll sing along. He'll kind of insult everyone who's walking in or out, and then he sings somewhere. He's really funny. So Uncle Johnny had a drink or two, or three. And he kept taking off his toupee and putting it on other people. So by the end of the night, everyone had worn his nasty toupee. Everyone. The CEO of Norwegian... Jim, the performer, everyone had to wear this stupid toupee. Froggy had it on for a while. It was just drunk on a ship. And I got to be honest, I had had a drink or two.
Okay, Friday
but
night.
But I wasn't that obnoxious.
Friday night, you were drunk, and a bunch of us came in late because it was the club that was only club that was open that night late. And you were like, Brody, this guy's great. You're going to love him. Sit down. And every song, this guy's great.
Okay, I didn't sound that obnoxious.
Yes, you did. And then Saturday, you walked by the wine bar I was sitting in with a few of the people we work with, and you went, oh, Brody, you should come to this place. We're going to go watch the piano play. He's fantastic. And I said, Elvis, I was there last night with you. You were? No, you weren't.
By the way, did you put Uncle Johnny to sleep that night?
Okay, here's how Uncle Johnny operates. He's like a mummy. You put him to,
as far as age,
he gets so drunk, you put him to bed, and then you go back out. And then before you know it, here he comes wearing a bathrobe. He'll get himself up and out of bed. He'll find you.
That's crazy.
And then we'll put him to bed again. And lo and behold, we put him to bed, then I went to bed. Apparently, he got up again. He just he thinks it's the next morning, it's and like he gets up. He doesn't know what time it is.
That's like he's on Ambien.
Given Uncle Johnny is old as he is, do you ever, when you put him to bed, do you put your finger underneath his nose sometimes to make sure he's breathing?
No. We trust he's okay. But we were doing a dysfunctional family vacation in Mexico. I remember he came and found us at the casino in his bathrobe. And I'm like, please, dude, tell him we're gone. We had to run from him all night.
It's terrible. And the funny thing is like before he was wasted, he was walking around the ship. Have you seen Alex?
Oh,
did
my
you
Lord.
See Elvis and Alex?
Look, I love
have
him.
Have you seen Elvis
I
and
love
Alex?
Uncle Johnny, but I just wish someone else would babysit him sometimes.
I think we have to blame the person who keeps bringing him.
I feel... Well, he is technically part of the family.
He is part of the family,
so
Brody.
I think maybe we should have a designated babysitter. Like maybe we should hire someone.
It's
know,
always me.
You can look at me.
I ain't doing it. Because I know that we're not going to mention names, but the last thing I remember, we were at a bar during the day drinking. I looked over and Johnny had some guy's foot in his mouth. Like, what are you doing? He had an entire foot in his mouth.
Okay.
So if anyone wants to be Uncle Johnny's handler, call us now. We need to hear from you.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you looking for a fabulous fashion brand that celebrates you? Then look no further than bostonproper.com. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly. bostonproper.com is a unique fashion destination where style-savvy women go for a one-of-a-kind look and sophistication. I was just there checking out what they have, and they have the cutest summer styles. I can't wait till all of my stuff comes in the mail. Sign up for VIP access and enjoy 20% off. Shop at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. visit RiteRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.